Well, let's talk a little bit about the Best Buy move into the Christiana Fashion Center. Does that signal any kind of change in what the center's trying to do, or are they just kind of seizing an opportunity here?
I think that what we're going to be seeing in future is fewer new-to-the-market retailers and more familiar faces, particularly in electronics and and other kinds of goods that really attract out-of-state shoppers who want to avoid sales tax.
I was going to say, does those new-to-market retailers, places like the Container Store and such, do they draw maybe some of those more familiar names like Best Buy because they see maybe an audience that Best Buy may not be tapping into that those new-to-market retailers are?
I think that because they have stores that aren't anywhere else in our area, that makes it an attractive destination for existing retailers to move in. And also the new Best Buy is much larger than the space that they are vacating. It's about 50% larger. It's 46,000 square feet, which really allows them to offer a lot more things, such as a store within a store that features Samsung home appliances, home theater kinds of things. And it's one of the first of that concept that is going to be a big deal for Best Buy. At least that's what they hope.
And I guess that plays into one of the things you mentioned in the article, that this Christiana Mall hub now has a lot of these very unique things all in one place, whether it's this new kind of version of Best Buy, the Container Store, Cabela's, and even going down to the mall itself where you have a very popular Apple Store and Microsoft Store. It seems like they have been able to really draw some very unique and popular things into one relatively small area.
You can shop all day. You never have to leave that area. You can go get something to eat. You can go to the movies. It's a true regional retail destination.
And what can we expect from the Christiana Fashion Center specifically going forward? I guess the next phase now is that food and entertainment piece that we talked about.
Well, a quick casual concept, it's called Zoop, is going to be opening there this summer. In January, the Ted's Montana restaurant concept, which features bison, will be opening. Rumors has it that Dave and Buster's will be locating there, although Allied, the developer that owns the center, has not yet confirmed that. And then we also expect to see some familiar names like TJ Maxx, Home Goods, and a few popular boutique-y type stores like Charming Charlie's, which sells very inexpensive blingy costume jewelry.
How important is that food and entertainment concept? Having, if it does come, a Dave and Buster's there, along with some of these other things like Zoop and Ted's Montana. I mean, how much does that kind of change the tenor of what's going on there?
Well, I think that a venue like Dave and Buster's will really attract a lot of younger shoppers. It would attract the same kinds of shoppers that we see now, who go to the movies at Christiana Mall. And I think that the restaurants, especially a new restaurant like Ted's Montana, would be something that would that might be another point of entry for someone who hasn't shopped there before.
I was going to say, in some ways, I guess Ted's Montana is equivalent to like a Cheesecake Factory in terms of it's a place that people are like, ooh, I want to go there, and then they wind up going shopping as well, as opposed to vice versa.
Well, it does not have the cult following the Cheesecake Factory has. I mean, there isn't any time of day that the Cheesecake Factory isn't full. But it is new, and people like new.
You mentioned in your piece that while the economy is supposed to be improving, the numbers regarding consumer strength still kind of scrimping along here. What's going on there? Why are we not seeing a reflection of the supposed economic recovery in the consumer numbers?
It was totally unexpected. It was, and all the analysts were way off. They had anticipated a slight uptick in consumer spending when actually consumer spending declined. A lot of that had to do with flat automobile sales, but also people were buying less clothes, fewer accessories, and also eating out less. So this indicates that people are still scrimping. People haven't gotten the message through to their brains completely that things are better, that they're still a little hesitant. And I think that we might see this continue into the summer because gas prices are rising, and we had this drop in consumer spending during a time when gas prices were comparatively cheap.
Yeah, I imagine that's what analysts thought. People would have more disposable income as those prices were coming down and they would spend it, and instead that just didn't turn out to be the case at all.
Yeah, I think that the stock market being kind of rocky was a contributing factor. And because wages are finally starting to tick up, so you would think that people, as the analysts did think, would take their raise money, they would take the money that they're saving on gasoline, and they would buy new clothes and go to restaurants and maybe get a new car, but it didn't happen.
And instead, people, I guess, are still taking that kind of wait-and-see approach. The other thing you mentioned in your piece was some of the things that are going on in retail in Sussex County, specifically, of course, the retail and outlet hub by the beaches. What's the story there? What's going on down there as people get ready to start heading back to the beach for the summer season?
Well, when you're sitting in traffic on Route 1, you'll be able to look at the construction at the outlets. Tanger had done a facelift on its Surfside outlet that they finished in 2014, and now they're doing the other two. These outlets are 19 years old. They need a fresh look. It's going to be more of a coastal-inspired theme. They're going to be adding some towers to one of them. They are tearing out the restrooms and doing them over again. And it's also a very... it's been very good for local vendors because they're hiring local companies to do this work, and they're going to need about 200 people to have these good construction jobs for about 8 months. And the folks at the outlets say that is going to result in about $8.5 million going into the economy, in addition to whatever they're going to actually spend on the actual physical transformation there.
The one place you won't see any construction, though, is on the proposed Overbrook Town Center. Sussex County Council shooting down rezoning that would have made that possible. Is that a blow, or is that a good thing for that area and retail in that area to not have this next big project coming in?
Well, I think it's great for the Tanger outlets. And I must wonder if them, you know, making this big investment so soon after Overbrook was turfed is a sign of their thinking like, yay, we're not going to have this competition. But it was resoundingly turned down by the zoning people. And I think that it was because the people who live around there didn't want it. I mean, how many places do they already have to shop? I think that they were pretty happy with the retail options that they already have there without having a bunch of people coming in and clogging up their roads. And
I was going to say, it seems like they're starting to make some moves to improve the infrastructure along Route 1 traffic-wise, but it hasn't quite caught up yet. And to add something that big before the infrastructure improvements are made would seem to be asking a lot.
It is asking a lot. And 850,000 square feet on 114 acres is a great deal. It's larger than all three of the Atlas and Rehoboth Beach combined. It's almost the size of Christiana Mall.
Wow.
That is a lot of retail.
And for now, it won't be there. Eileen Dalbrito, we always appreciate you giving us insight on what's going on in the retail world here in the First State. We thank you very much for your time on The Green this week.
Thanks, Tom.